From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Comple. Missouri lawmakers no longer could immediately become lobbyists after leaving office under a measure headed to the governor. Senators voted 31-1 to send the bill to Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. He's called to revamp state ethics laws since assuming office in 2009. The proposal would bar lawmakers and statewide elected officials from entering lobbying until 6 months after their terms end. It would apply to current and future elected officials. Senators also voted 31 to pass legislation to allow campaigns to invest only in short-term treasury or bank certificates. Candidates registering as lobbyists would also need to dissolve their campaign committees. The bills are part of a push to revamp ethics following the resignations last year of two lawmakers accused of inappropriate behavior towards interns. Kansas City leaders are calling for $27.6 million in public funds to help complete revitalizations to the 18th and Vine Jazz District. The Kansas City Star reports that City Manager Troy Schulte and a councilman who represents the district made the case to the City Council today for the public spending. They said the money could help leverage $12 million in private funds. Before falling into disrepair, the area east of downtown became world-famous for the hard-swinging, bluesy jazz style played in its clubs. Struggles remain despite more than two decades of work. Completed projects include the American Jazz Museum and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Schulte urged the city to do it right and declare victory once and for all at 18th and Vine. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation to increase penalties for some immigrants who enter the country illegally and commit crimes. Senators voted 26-6 today to send the bill to the House. The measure would apply to immigrants who have previously been deported for a violent or dangerous crime and later commit another crime in Missouri or elsewhere. Those immigrants can be punished for illegal reentry to Missouri under the legislation. The legislation comes as Mexican national Pablo Serrano Vitorino is awaiting a preliminary hearing. He's accused of killing a man in Missouri and four others in Kansas. Republican Senator Bob Dixon says he doesn't believe creating a new crime is necessary. A federal agency has found that a storage tank manufacturer is continuing to expose workers to hazardous levels of a chemical that can cause lung cancer and other health problems. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration said yesterday that the agency is proposing $95,000 in fines for safety violations at Bethlehem, Pennsylvania-based ABAC Inc.'s facility in Springfield. The company previously agreed to pay $31,400 after it was cited in July for similar problems. The latest citations allege that ABAC failed to take steps to protect its workers after it was cited with exposing them to hexavalent chromium and potentially deafening noise. OSHA says hexavalent chromium can cause lung cancer and respiratory eye and skin damage at high levels. I'm Nick Comple, KBIA News, Columbia.